many people decide to make the trip of a lifetime and drive their car from one coast to another. Now imagine making that drive as fast as you possibly can. That's what this father and daughter did as part of the Cannonball Run. And their story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1971, the legendary Cannonball Run began, a cross-country race from New York to Redondo Beach, California. Brock Yates' trip that year took just under 36 hours. During COVID was when the all-time record was set.
And that was because, I mean, they were during lockdown. There were no cars on the road. So I think the all-time record, the average speed, was 1:12. Average speed. His top speed, I think, was around 170-something on the American highways.
Jeff Popick wanted to run that race someday. His traveling companion was his 18-year-old daughter, Alexis.
We had a Cadillac CT5V, and we decided that because it's a lot of power, but it looks like a normal car. It's just like a daily driver, but it was very nice to drive, and it was comfortable too, which was helpful for 35 hours straight.
Their goal was to beat Brock Yates' original time, which they did, averaging 80 miles per hour for those 35 hours, with a top speed of 124.
What the plan was is we would go to the like if I'm pumping gas, you would run to the bathroom, vice versa. She actually only went twice in 35 hours, and I went three times in those 35 hours.
There were hours upon hours planning their route before they actually made the trip.
What time do we need to leave to hit the cities at least hopefully the best times to avoid the traffic?
They left New York City at 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning. You can hear the full story on our Farming the Countryside podcast. Just go to farmingthecountryside.com and click on the Listen tab and look for episode 385. The conclusion of the story here is next time as we travel the countryside, Redondo Beach, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.